Life in the Fast Lane is produced by Kelly O'Brien and Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, Santa Cruz.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a sport-tuned suspension. Learn more at Acura.com.
In the town where I was born.
You may have caught a story or two on news programs lately about territorial disputes between Canada, the U.S., Russia, Norway, and Denmark. What, you may well ask, are they talking about? Weren't the borders between these countries settled long ago? By and large, the answer is yes. But now, the prospect of climate change and the breakup of polar ice have caused the ears of those nations close enough to the Arctic Ocean to hear the ice breaking to prick up their ears. It's life in the fast lane. Get out your snow tires and kayaks and, oh, grab that Lonely Planet guide to the North Pole, will you?
Yellow submarine, we all live.
News comes from Russia that two mini submarines have made a test dive to the floor of the Arctic Ocean, not far north of the Russian archipelago called Franz Josef Land. Now, just for the record, I'd rather sit on the ground in the left lane of the freeway than take a ride on a Russian submarine. At least death comes swiftly. So at first, my pea brain struggled with the question, what could these people want that drives them to stick their necks out so far? And then, an epiphany, a eureka moment. Of course, I thought. If there's no more of that pesky ice, then they'll put oil drilling platforms and mining ships in Santa's front yard. So now they're scrambling to lay and defend territorial claims. The Russians plan to have their mini-subs descend 3 miles below the North Pole and, get this, leave the Russian flag on the seabed. The Canadians are planning to buy 7 new icebreakers to patrol and defend their own significant piece of the Arctic Ocean. No word yet on what the United States is planning, but you can be sure that Dick Cheney is not just going to settle for hunting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. For listener-supported, community-based, Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, I'm Kelly O'Brien.